This program comes to you every fortnight by the Aboriginal Legal Service and can be heard here on 6NME Noongar Radio between 11 and 12 on Wednesdays, every second Wednesday, but it's also repeated on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, which is fantastic because wonderful to sort of, you know, have a yarn about the work that we're doing and, you know, introduce you to some of the fantastic staff and so many staff at the ALS throughout the state, over 100 staff members, and we're bringing them all to you here on the program, and our next guest is no exception. And many people in our community would have spoken to this next woman, because 22 years at any employment is a very long time. So I'd like to welcome to the studio Margaret Stevens. Hello, Margaret. How are you going?
Hello, Jodie. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Margaret has joined us. I was going to say a little bit reluctantly, but no, we're going to have a lovely chat, Margaret.
Well, I thought that I was going to get away with this and just you and I, but I was told that Jodie had already sent an email out to say I would be on this show. So thank you, Jodie.
Yeah, no, look, thank you, Margaret, because there's not a lot of people who can say, oh, you know, I've worked at the one place for the last 22 years, and particularly a place like the Aboriginal Legal Service where there's been so many historical changes, so many staff come and go, and such a different time of social justice over those years. What actually drew you to work there?
Well, I first came to Australia in 1988 with my husband, who's from here. First of all, I just worked in an accountant's for a few months. There was a job actually advertised as a legal secretary at ALS in late 1988. In January 1989, I'd come back from holidays and there was a message for me to contact Donna Webb at that time, who was one of the main secretaries there, to go for an interview. So I went for the interview and the job was just advertised for a 3-month temporary position. So I was offered that job, took it up. At that time we had a typing pool, so each secretary, we did any work that came in. We weren't allocated to any particular solicitor at the time. So as my 3 months was getting closer for me to leave ALS, nothing really was said, or was I asked if I wanted to stay. So I said to one of the girls, what do I do? And she said, just come in. And come in. So I went in every day, and in October 1989 I was made a permanent member of ALS. So that was one sort of step out of the way, I suppose. And then as time went by, different things happened, different sections became like the native title section. We had that. I worked in that section for a while. I've also worked in the criminal section, which was right at the beginning when I first started, and Greg Benn, now Magistrate Benn, he was the senior solicitor of that section. So I worked with him and a few other members who unfortunately I can't recall. Then they had the family law section. I did a bit of work in there, and the civil section, which I have spent probably 10 years in that section. Gabriel Patrick, of many people who will know, was the head solicitor there, the manager of the section, and we had lots of fun and games together. And I'm sure if Gabriel was listening to this program now, he would smile and have a chuckle to himself.
So it's interesting, Margaret, you said that you started working with the ALS soon after you arrived in Australia. So I'm imagining that starting work at the ALS was probably the first time you had the opportunity to meet Aboriginal people.
Yes, it was. The only time I associated with Aboriginal people was a long time ago, looking in an atlas. And when I was quite young, probably in my late teens, early 20s, and sort of a picture of an Aboriginal person there in Australia, and no image particularly came to mind of what Australia would be like.
Because home to you was where?
in England. All my family are still in England. My husband didn't want to live in England. He's from Perth. So it was either marry him and come here or find someone else. So I said yes, I would come to Australia. My family were, well, especially my father at the time, I think he was quite devastated that I was leaving home. And the day that I actually left to go home, he was going to work, and then he must have come back inside the door about six times before he eventually went and said, look, I'll see you sometime. So and since I've been here, all my family have been over to see us, and I've been back to England quite often, mostly to on holidays and to go to different countries, but each time to spend some time with the family as well.
You must have spoken to so many of our community members over the years.
Yes.
If they're listening into the program, they go, oh, I know that voice, that's Margaret from the ALS.
Yes, there's been some beautiful people who I have worked with, especially in the early days, who are now late committee members. And they gave a lot of support to me and very friendly towards me too. And great respect for each other, which I think is quite important. No matter where you work, if you respect each other, then the daily processes of your days are much easier to cope with.
You're probably really well placed, Margaret, to sort of share your views on why you think that the work that's done by the ALS is so important. We were talking with Andy before about the diversity of the work from the 18 offices across the state and the different roles and all important roles that make it such a great team. For yourself, being part of that ALS team, what does it mean for you?
Oh, it probably means that if no solicitors are available to speak to a client at a particular time, and especially clients who I know and have known for a long time, and I can assist with anything that they are looking for, but I can't give advice because I'm not a solicitor, but I can, if I can assist them, then I will. If not, then I take messages and then the solicitor will call them back. But it is extra nice and special that when a client does call and asks for me. And it's, yes, there's still some of those left now, and we have a chat, and they, of course, the ones who are long-time clients quite often ask about Gabriel.
Oh, so I bet they do. Well, he was a character, wasn't he?
Yeah, so we have that in common too, and sometimes it's just like talking to a friend. But, yes, it's a great satisfaction to be able to assist a client and to call them on first name basis.
I think that familiarity is very reassuring for people, whether it's in a court system or an interview system or popping into the office at the ALS. Just to know that there's somebody familiar, a face, a voice, and somebody who's got that contact that can just sort of, you know, have a yarn.
Yes, yes, it is. It's nice.
I want to ask you, as a woman who's come out from England, started work at the ALS, started for an initial 3 months and ended up being there for 22 years, how would you reflect, if you had to sort of sum up those 22 years in terms of what it meant to you working at such an agency, how would you do that?
Well, there have been times that I've thought of looking for another job. but I suppose at the end of the day, and having been there for so long, I know what I'm doing. Well, I hope I know what I'm doing. And our team is a good team. We get on well together. And when new solicitors have come into us, we work together and share our knowledge of things that if a solicitor doesn't know a particular way that we set out things, then all that is shown and we just work as a team. And I think everyone in the organisation works as a team, and I think personally people do get on well together.
All right. Hey, Margaret, thanks for coming and having a chat with us today on Law Matters, and looking forward to the next 22 years?
Oh, no. I do plan only staying up till another 5 years, possibly.
Okay.
But I think, and at one time, my ambition was to stay until 25 years.
Fantastic. So you're going to exceed that innings.
So we'll see.
Well done. Margaret, thank you. And hi to everyone from the civil unit who is aware that you're speaking on the program today. Even though you didn't think anyone knew, they are aware. So you can say good day to them if you like.
Okay, thank you.
Margaret Stevens joining us on Law Matters, brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service. Coming up very soon on the program, we're going to be having a chat with Sarani Gamble to find out all about the National Human Rights Action Plan and let you know how you can get involved in our online petition about the Universal Periodic Review. We've also got information for you this program on our ALS Executive Committee elections. The nominations are opening later this month, and we'll have information on that for you as well. Stay tuned to Law Matters.